That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you transcribed by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Lum and Abner are out of their difficulties. Lum knows he isn't a writer, and Abner got Lizabeth out of the big fight at the schoolhouse. Now it looks as if the old fellows can settle down to the peaceful life of running their store, playing checkers, and visiting with their friends. But can this quiet life last long in Pine Ridge? Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, when you're on the job during a hot, humid day, isn't it sometimes pretty hard to stick it out until quitting time? Well, next time a day like that comes along, give yourself extra care and get extra comfort with Alka-Seltzer's Hot Weather Comfort Treatment. And here it is. 1, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. 2, eat lighter, easily digested food. 3, take a glass of sparkling, effervescent Alka-Seltzer to help relieve the distressing headache which so often goes with hot weather. And what's more, you'll find that Alka-Seltzer's extra pleasant taste is mighty refreshing on a hot summer day. And because Alka-Seltzer is dissolved when you drink it, it can go right to work giving you extra fast relief that's extra effective, thanks to its dependable pain-relieving analgesic. Now, with all these extra values you find in Alka-Seltzer, we suggest you get 2 60-cent packages from your druggist instead of 1. Keep that extra package at work, because it may not be convenient to run out and get some Alka-Seltzer when you want it most. Yes, remember, an extra package in the shop can help you feel tip-top. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot-'em-Down store, happily singing to himself. Listen.
Love lifted me, did me, love.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Huh?
Me and you, Lissy, stand out in front of the place and heard all this hollering and carrying on in here and wondered what happened to you. I was afraid a packing case had dropped on your foot or something.
No, I was just practicing up on my singing.
Singing?
Yeah.
Doggie, you sure sounded like you were suffering.
Yeah, I do put an uncommon lot of feeling in my singing, don't
you? Oh, me, scared me to death.
That's the reason I like that song I was working on there. It's just plumb full of real honest-to-goodness suffering. Love lifted me.
Maybe I better go out and make the delivers or something.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on, Abner. I want you to stay here and listen to it.
Well, I can go outside and hear all of it I want to.
Yeah, but I want to get your opinions. There's a part of it in here I want you to listen to. See, I can't hear myself sing.
That's a blessing you ought to be thankful for, Lum.
Now, listen.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. What are you interested in singing so all of a sudden for?
Oh, I just figured it was just a good thing, that's all. Singing is sort of, well, sort of musical.
Yeah, that depends on who's doing it. Tell the truth now. What's back of this?
Well, there ain't nothing back of it. I just thought, well, you know, there's going to be an opening in the church choir, and well, I don't know.
And you're trying to get in it because Miss Emmeline sings in the choir, huh?
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Hardly. Now, listen to this, Abner.
I wouldn't think you'd want to get around them women folks as mad as they are at you over that playwriting deal, Lum.
They're pretty mad, ain't
they? Why, sure they're. You better stay away from them.
Maybe my beautiful voice will save me.
Well, I doubt it. Go ahead, though. I'll listen to it.
Love lifted me, did me. Love lifted me, did me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me.
Yeah, well, that sounds all right. I don't think you ought to put that tid me part in there, though.
Where to put that what in there?
That tid me business, where you sort of back up on yourself a little there.
Oh, you mean that where I say, love lifted me, tid me.
Yeah, right there. That's the part. I don't believe you ought to put tid me in there.
Well, that just shows how little you know about singing.
Huh?
That's wrote right in the song. The bass is supposed to come in with that.
I know they are, but that's when a choir singing it. You ain't supposed to come in on yourself that way.
Well, it don't sound right without it. I've tried it both ways. Fact is, it sounds worse without it.
Well, I don't want to hear it, then.
I granted. Why couldn't you do that for me?
Do what?
That tid me that goes in there.
You mean for me to stand up there beside you when you get in the choir just so I can sing tid me?
Yeah. No, I just mean while I'm practicing here. I won't need you after I get in the choir. I tell you what, though, I might want to use you when I try out.
Dry out?
Try out.
Oh.
Before you can get in the choir, they make you try a couple of songs out so they can see how you sound.
They do. You've lost right now.
You can help me out on that.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Lum. I couldn't bring myself to do that at
Why,
all.
Why, you used to sing every once in a while.
Oh, I know, but I just can't seem to do it no more. Got to where here or late I get excited or something whenever I get up in front of a gathering. My voice just takes clean out on me. Get to catching my breath sort of like a boy that's in swimming out of season. Can't even talk, much less sing.
Why, you can't do. I heard you yesterday morning over at church, sitting there in the front row, amen, and every remark the preacher made.
Yeah, well, I was setting, though. I couldn't got on my feet and did it.
Well, you can set and tend me, then. I'll get you a chair, and you can sit beside me in the choir practice. And I'll stand in front of you if you want me to. Then when you come in on the tend me part, nobody won't know whether it's me or who's doing it.
Well, I might could do that. I know I ain't going to stand up and sing, though. Special when I ain't interested in getting in the choir in the first place.
Well, let's run over it once and see how it sounds.
Yeah, all right. Let me sit down here first, though.
You ready?
Yep, sit.
Love lifted me.
Hit me.
Love lifted me.
Hit me.
When nothing else would help. Love lifted me.
Hit me.
No, you ain't supposed to put that last note on there.
Oh, excuse me.
Outside of that, though, it was fine, Abner. Good. That was sort of an altore you were singing there.
It was.
Yeah, you was right betwixt altore and baritones.
Well, that's cuter. I always thought I was sort of a high soprano. But maybe since I've grown older. Oh, wait a minute.
Voice is changing.
Yeah, who's that coming up out there? Oh, Dick Huddleston. Never know him. He got on a new hat there, buddy.
Who it is, though?
Maybe he heard the noise and come over to see what was wrong.
Abner, if you're going to be my assistant, Ted Meir, you've got to learn to tell the difference between singing and noise.
I do, huh?
Well, howdy, Dick.
Howdy, Dick. Well, hello, Mom. Howdy, Edna.
Come on in and sit, Dick.
Much obliged. Can't stay long. I just want to talk to you about those hotel fellas.
Hotel fellas?
Yeah, you know those promoters that built Mountain View Inn, ran it before the war started?
Well, sir, me and Abner were just talking about that the other day. reckon where them fellas are now?
Yeah, when they closed it, they said they was going to open up again quick as the war was over. It's over now.
Yeah, maybe we ought to try to get in touch with them. Or is that what you had in mind, Dick?
Well, we don't need to do that, Lum, because they stopped by my place this morning.
Well, they did.
Well, what'd they say?
Are they getting ready to open up again?
No, they told me that they weren't going to open a hotel.
They did?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Well, what's the reasoning? Seems to me that they done a good business that last year they run it.
Well, I thought so, too, Lum, but according to their tell of it, they lost money. But that's not the main reason for keeping it closed now, though. Yeah, it sounds like a good enough reason to me. That is, they actually did lose money.
Well, what do they say is their main reason?
Well, they've been up there looking over the place, they said. They figured it'd take quite a bit of fixing up to get it in shape to open it again.
Uh-huh.
The way things are now, building materials are hard to get and all, why, they just didn't think it'd be possible to do it.
Well, Grannies, that place don't need much fixing up, does it?
No.
It just needs to be cleaned up, so. It was just built a while before the war started.
Well, that's what I said, but they claimed it needed some redecorating and junk like that. Says it's hard to get help to run the place, too.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all.
Well, personally, I don't either, Lum. Now, here's my notions on the subject. I believe they're trying to squeeze all the stockholders out of the thing and then buy up all the stock at their own price.
You believe which now, Dick?
Yeah, come over that again. I don't believe I'm following you there, neither.
Yeah.
Well, this may just be an idea of mine, but I believe they know that hotel can be a real moneymaker, the way housing conditions are now. They think if they can let it stay closed for another 6 months or so, why, the stockholders will get disgusted and sell their stock for anything they can get for it.
Well, Granny, there's reasoning, all right.
Well, they never paid the stockholders nothing when they run it before. Don't see what they want to go to all the bother to get them out for. Well, they know they couldn't run it that way again, though, Abner, without somebody raising a kick. I asked them if I could see the books for the last year they was open. They said they didn't have them along with them. But, of course, I know they can doctor them things up, too, to where they can show profit or loss or anything they want to.
Well, there ought to be something we can do about it.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you fellas about. I'm in favor of calling a meeting of the stockholders and open it up whether they want to or not.
Yeah, we can do that.
Why, sure.
Us stockholders still owns 51% of the stock, don't we?
Why, sure. I recollect the big ruckus we had over there, too. They wanted to control an interest, but Doc Miller's one of the big stockholders, and he wouldn't put a dime into it unless the people here in Pine Ridge own more than half of the stock.
Yeah, we were smart in doing that, too. I mean, Doc and us was.
Well, if the truth was known, I don't think them promoters put a nickel in that hotel. I think us folks right here in town put up all the money that was used.
Now they're trying to squeeze us out of it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to stand back and let them get away with it, neither. I put $2,000 in that hotel, and I'm going to see that it stays open. I'm going to call a meeting of the stockholders tomorrow and tell them just what I think about it.
Well, I'm right with you on it, too.
I am, too. Whilst I never put up the $300 in it, I don't want to just see it lost. Well, now, there's the Widow Abernathy. She put every nickel she had in the world into that. Grandpappy Spears, he bought a big plug of stock, too.
I reckon might not everybody in the community put some in it.
Well, if I think if we can get the right kind of management in there, we can all make some money out of it yet.
Grannies, I'd love to take hold of that for a while myself. I know I could put it on a paying base.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. That's not a bad idea.
Did I say something smart?
Why don't you take charge of it? I'd feel a lot better if we had somebody to run it owns an interest in it, and somebody we all know.
Well, sir, if the stockholders wants to open it up, me and Abner will sure take it over, won't we, Abner?
Well, I don't know, Lum. What will we do is to jot them down so we couldn't run both of them?
Oh, well, we can get Grandpappy Spears or somebody to run the store first.
Yeah, maybe.
During the summer months, there ain't much business nohow. Everybody's living out of the gardens, mostly.
Yeah.
I know some of these families around here had so much vegetables, the cutworms are chasing their children.
Oh, yeah, they all live on garden sass during the summer. Now, there's one thing about it. I can tell you fellas right now, them promoters will be doing everything they can to keep you from making a success of it.
Grannies, let them try it. They'll find out they're up again the wrong feller this time.
Well, they look like the type that wouldn't stop at nothing, Lum. You can look for some real trouble from them if you take it over, I'm warning you.
You and Abner can take care of them, can't we, Abner?
Can we?
Why, sure. What do you think they do, Dick?
Oh, I don't know. There's no telling, Lum. But you can worry about that later. Well, I'll call a meeting for 10 o'clock in the morning at my store. You fellas be there, and I'll see that you're put in as managers then.
All right, Dick. Much obliged. Lum Eddards and Abner Peabody, hotel managers. Grannies.
Well, here we go. Now it looks like it's the hotel business that's going to complicate the lives of the old fellows. What next? Well, be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, have you ever noticed, friends, how hard it is to be your own cheerful, agreeable self after you've spent a sleepless night caused by nervous tension? Well, why not let Miles Nervine help you as it has so many others? You see, Miles Nervine is a dependable, mild, but effective sedative which has been making good in thousands of homes for almost three quarters of a century. So when nervous tension threatens to spoil a good night's sleep, makes you feel downright mean and miserable, call on Miles Nervine. It's guaranteed to satisfy you or your druggist will return your money. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have Miles Nervine in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. Remember, Miles Nervine is made to help you ease nervous tension and thus enable you to enjoy sound, dreamless sleep. So try it. Ask your druggist for genuine Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.